You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and on RNIB Connect Radio, we like to amplify the voices and share the stories of people with sight loss and the wider disabled community. As too does our next guest. Rachel Charlton Daly is the editor-in-chief of The Unwritten, an online magazine sharing all stories from disabled people, not just inspiring ones. Thank you very much for joining me, Rachel. So that line, sharing all stories of disabled people, not just inspirational ones, is on your website. It's a bit of a tagline. What makes that statement so important to you?
Yeah, because often when you hear of disabled people in the media, you only hear certain stories about disabled people, and it'll be, oh, look at this amazing little disabled girl or disabled boy. He's walked 500 miles for charity. Oh, amazing disabled child, here's for the first time. And there's also the other side as well, because you also only hear about disabled people when it's the terrible stuff, when it's the traumatic stuff as well. But what about the things in between, you know? What about us just living our normal lives? What about disabled people just having relationships, being able to do things as people, and being able to go about the world and all the different struggles that we have that people don't think about that would affect us, you know? And
it shows a full rounded person, you know. There's more than one side to people, isn't there? It shows a full rounded whole picture.
That's not just the both extremes. That's what we try to show, you know.
So where did The Unwritten begin? Where did it all start?
So The Unwritten was founded during the pandemic last year, and it was founded during a rant to my best friend Gemma. So I have these rants very often because I'm a freelance journalist myself, and I was finding it more and more increasingly difficult to get out the stories of disabled people and how much the pandemic was affecting us. And it was particularly around the time of how hard it was during shielding and how hard it was as restrictions were starting to ease during June and autumn time last year and stuff like that, when things were seemingly starting to go back to normal, but we could already tell that they weren't going to do that, and the pandemic was going to creep back in again. And my best friend got really frustrated at me one day, as was her right, because I just kept complaining that nobody was going to publish anything about us because nobody seemed bothered. And she went, well, why don't you start your own publication? You could do it. You know enough people to do it. And I laughed at that at first. And then I sat there and I was like, you know what? I could do this. And I think I spoke to another of my really good friends, Caroline, and then I started speaking to other people, and we all pulled it together. And then I think over the next couple of months, it started to come together, and I came with a business plan, and that's how The Unwritten was born.
Uh-huh. And how's it all been going since then?
Oh, it's been just amazing. So I put out a tweet initially, and I started it with hypotheticals. It was hypothetically, if we launched a magazine for the disabled community that was just about telling our stories without the trauma, without the inspiration, would the disabled community be interested in this? And the disabled community responded to it like massively. So I knew there'd be a market for it somewhere. And then I knew that we needed funding, because my big thing was, again, as a disabled writer, that a lot of places, they take advantage, especially of disabled people. They don't always pay disabled writers. So I wanted to pay like straight off the bat. So I needed funding for that. So we crowdfunded. We did all right with crowdfunding. I'd say actually we didn't do amazing, but that's because it was the community that we were getting the money off, you know. But the community has responded amazingly, and it's gone really well. Like it's been nearly a year, because we launched officially in December last year, and it's been an amazing year. It's been a whirlwind of a year. It has, like, we've just been going from strength to strength to strength, and we don't publish as much as I'd like to. We probably publish once to twice a week, because again, it's money that constrains us. But like, some of the stuff we do publish is really, really rich, and it's really strong stuff, and it's the stuff that I would have wanted to read when I was younger, like struggling with disability and didn't know that I needed when I was younger.
And you are right, there are so many amazing disabled journalists out there. And just looking at the unwritten and reading through a few of the articles. I mean, you cover such a wide variation of topics, you know, from endometriosis to Strictly Come Dancing, articles on freelancing, articles on sexual assault, lots of different topics.
Everything.
Was that something that was important to you when you set out setting up the magazine to cover lots of different aspects of life?
Yeah, we didn't want anything to be out of bounds. We wanted to cover as much as we physically could. Like, we didn't want to put a constraint on what we covered. If it mattered to the disabled community, we wanted to cover it. We didn't want to say what was disability and what wasn't, because disability is just such a massive spectrum, you know? And we didn't want to say what disability affected and what didn't, because disability affects every part of our lives, you know. So we've even covered things like you say, like we've covered freelancing and relationships and stuff, because it affects our relationships so much. And we've gone from such massive strengths this year. I'm going to do a massive bit of promotion that's probably going to make me cry, but on Wednesday I'm going down to London because I've been nominated for a freelance journalism award, the Women in Journalism Award for Digital Innovation.
Congratulations, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's for me and it's for The Unwritten, for setting up The Unwritten. There are four of us and it's people who've set up like communities and magazines and things like this. So by the time this goes out, it might have already happened, the awards, who knows. But yeah, it's just things like this, you know, like, after a year to be nominated for something like this, it's absolutely incredible. Like, I wouldn't have thought I'd be somewhere like this like a year ago.
And think where you'll be in another 12 months' time.
I know, we can't even think about it, honestly. Like, it's changed my life, The Unwritten, and this is what I wanted. Like, I love the community we've created, because I always knew that the disabled community were going to be behind it, but I didn't realise just how much the disabled community needed it as well at the same time. Like, I hate to be so big-headed, but I didn't realise how much it was needed.
Well, why do you think that is, Rachel? Do you think that's because people who write articles for The Unwritten and also people who read them, do you think that they're ignored by the wider media?
Yes, absolutely. I think we're just not heard, you know? Like, we're just... A lot of the time that disabled, like, it goes back to why we were set up in the first place. A lot of the time disabled people are in the media, there's got to be a news angle, you know. Like, I was getting turned down for articles because I was basically being told that my life wasn't newsworthy, you know. And it was basically just me trying to talk about different things about disability and raise different parts of awareness about disability, and being told that you're not newsworthy when you fighting to survive it's crushing, you know. And it's not even being told that you're not newsworthy, it's just being told that you're valid. And I think that's what The Unwritten does, it because we cover such a huge range of things, there's something for everybody. We never tell anybody that they can't write for us. We're not just for journalists, you know. Like, we always, whenever we put pitch call outs out, we always say anybody can write for us. We give everybody an opportunity, I think.
And that is so important, isn't it, for people to feel like they can have their voices heard.
We want everybody to feel like their voice can be heard, because I've always wanted to feel like my voice can be heard, and I want everybody else to feel like their voice can be heard, you know.
Rachel, I feel like I could talk to you forever. You're absolutely fascinating, but we are running out of time, unfortunately. And you mentioned a little earlier on that you're not just for journalists, that anybody who has a disability can write for The Unwritten. So can you tell us a little bit about what sort of topics they might be covering, what the criteria is, and how they can get involved in The Unwritten?
Yeah, so anybody can get involved. There's basically, as long as you're disabled, you can write for The Unwritten. You can send us an email to theunwrittenpub@gmail.com, and all you need to do is tell us what you want to write about, and you can write about anything really, from personal essays, opinion pieces. We want you to tell us about how your illness intersects with your life in every way, you know, as well as the stories and things like that. We like hearing, we love hearing opinions, of course. We love opinions and social commentary and topics and stories of coming to accept yourself as well. We really like stories of coming to accept yourself, things like that. And as I said, anybody can write, and even if you don't want to be published under your name, you can write under a pseudonym. The things we don't like doing is we never like doing the overcoming sort of stuff, and we don't want things published by people who aren't disabled. And of course we pay. £75.
Well, Rachel, it's been absolutely fascinating for talking to you. Thank you for joining us here today on R&IB Connect Radio. Where can we follow you on social media and things if we want to keep up to date with everything that you're doing?
We are at The Unwritten Pub on Twitter, and I am Rachel C. Daly, because I tweet constantly. I'm obsessed with Twitter.
Brilliant. Well, a massive good luck for the awards. Congratulations on all your success over the last year and all your hard work. And thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much.
Rachel Charlton Daly there from The Unwritten. If you'd like to read any of the articles or find out more, then you can visit their website, www.patreon.com/The Unwritten. You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio.